Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks.com. And with me, I have writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
And our question of today, why is the Google algorithm so important?
And I'll tell you.
All right.
But first, I guess we just in case you don't know, we should tell you what an algorithm is.
I know, because right. I had to look it up.
Chris.
It's one of those things, it's one of those words that you sort of know what it means. I know it's a mathematical something or other that makes something happen in a certain way.
Right.
And I looked it up. I admit, I looked it up. And it says that when I looked in Webster's that basically an algorithm is a pattern for doing this. So this is the pattern that Google is using to rank search results on its page.
Right. Yes. This is a set of instructions. In this case, a computer algorithm, mm-hmm. a set of instructions that tells the computer exactly how to bring back search engine results pages. Those are also known as SERPs in the SEO biz, and that would be search engine optimization.
It's yet another acronym.
An exciting topic. Yes, the world of acronyms, according to search engines. With the Google algorithm, basically, what they're doing is they're trying to make sure that users who are using the Google search engine are getting the best results for any particular search terms they're putting in. So any time you go to Google and you insert a certain keyword or phrase, ideally, the first few results that pop up should be the ones that are most pertinent to your search. And you shouldn't have to dig deeper and deeper in. Now, that's kind of important because there's over 150 million active web pages on the internet. So you don't want to have to search through all of those manually.
You know, I think it's fascinating that, in reading your article, that Google has been able to weed out, tricks that people might try to push the site up on the page. Like, for example, if we wanted you to read, why is the Google algorithm so important? Why we don't, type into the web page somewhere, Google algorithm, Google algorithm, Google algorithm 50 times.
Right.
That's actually going to push it down the page.
Right. Yes.
And, it's interesting to note that it's dependent on who links to you, to your page, and how old your site is. So these are all in the instruction set.
Right. Yes, this algorithm includes all of these factors. In the past, search engines would mainly look for certain keywords in a page, which maybe you've come across a web page where at the very, very bottom, if you scroll all the way down, you see this block of text and it's just random words all thrown together. That's just to get search engine hits for any of these terms. So it's pretty much any word that the webmaster could think of, right? Well, that doesn't guarantee a good search results experience. So yes, Google guards against that. They really look at the content of the site. And as you say, they look at the links that are coming, that are the websites that are linking to the website in question. So the more websites that link to that particular page, the higher that page will rank in Google search results. And interestingly, if those sites that are linking to the page are themselves very important pages, then that also boosts the particular web page's ranking in Google. That's where the mystery comes in. We know that that the algorithm does these things. We just don't know how much Google weights one criterion against another. We had some readers ask us about this. They said, well, if the Google algorithm is patented, how can it be a secret? Well, the patent tells us that Google ranks pages based upon these links, but it doesn't tell us how they determine which links are more important than others, not specifically. So that's where the mystery comes in.
That, you know, that's just amazing that they're able to do that and that they can tweak it on the fly. Because you were telling me about an article that you had seen.
Right, yes. Yeah. There's an article in Popular Mechanics. They interviewed a Google executive, and he admitted that in 2007, Google tweaked their algorithm 450 times.
I mean, it's amazing to know that they could do that. I know I've used the word amazing a lot of times, an amazing number of times.
Right. If you Google it, I'm sure it would come right up.
Probably would, except I've used it so many times it would push it right to the bottom.
That's true.
But yeah, it's just fascinating that they're able to change it that frequently, still, you know, receive a normal amount of traffic and handle the load without any problems and still remain the trusted search source simply because, you know, the way that they're processing this information from all the people.
In fact, I would say that that's why they're such a trusted search source. It's because they're constantly tweaking to make sure you get the best search results for any particular search.
Well, to read more about that, you can visit Why is the Google Algorithm So Important?, which is up today at HowStuffWorks.com. Thanks.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.